I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Pakistan's general election reaches its climax today as people go to the polls for national as well as provincial leaders amid recent tensions. On Wednesday, explosions near the offices of two election candidates in the province of Balochistan killed more than two dozen and wounded dozens more. Greg Kelly with Unknown Nations.
Our people on the ground are telling us there's two main parties that are kind of leading the pack, but neither one of them have the energy or the majority in and of themselves. So there's probably going to be some form of a coalition.
Please pray the new leaders will have compassion toward minority groups, among whom Christians are front and center, and pray that this time of transition will open the way for believers to share the gospel with Muslim neighbors. Find your place in the story and a full report at missionnews.org. And hostilities in southern Lebanon continue daily. They represent the biggest spike in tensions since a 2006 war that pitted Hezbollah and Israel against each other for a month. Heart for Lebanon's Camille Melki.
Our Hope on Wheels truck has been on high demand in a lot of schools in southern Lebanon. Even if they have not fled their home and towns in the south, they are hearing the shelling repeatedly. They are seeing the news. They are watching others being affected by this conflict.
The Hope on Wheels program began as an outreach to Syrian refugee children living in tent settlements. Ask the Lord to sustain Heart for Lebanon staff as they introduce kids to the hope of Christ and help them overcome emotional trauma.
Because the scars of this conflict is going to be with children for a long, long time.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You help bring stories of the heroes of the faith and a voice for the voiceless. Consider giving today. Look for the support tab at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.